Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
And a new season. Welcome back to Fantasy Football with Gumbo. My name's Josh, and it's a new season of the show. I hope you guys had a really great break. I hope everything's going well with you, your loved ones, your family, your friends. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you guys, all you guys who listen. And yeah, we're about to go ahead and talk about some rookies. So this is one of my favorite times of the year, and the reason I like it is because me and Dugo get to get on these mics and give our opinions about guys who we haven't seen play in the NFL yet. So we're like just wholly projecting everything off of college film. And it's always fun to come back to these videos and these clips in like 2 to 3 years and be like, oh shit, I was way wrong about dude, or damn, I was spot on about him, right? So it's kind of cool to kind of document your thoughts on players. Today, I want to go ahead and talk about one of my favorite positions. Y'all know they call me the wide receiver whisperer. Whisper is like the hardest word for me to say. But yeah, I'm the wide receiver whisperer, and I want to talk about a wide receiver out of Oregon. We're going to talk about Tez Johnson today. Tez has created some conversation in the fantasy football community, and I guess for good reason. He has some really great green flags, and he's also got some pretty bad red flags too. Let's talk about both, and I'll let you decide. I'll try to be as unbiased as possible. Tez Johnson is a 5'9", 160-pound receiver who plays at Oregon. The last 2 years, Tez Johnson has had no less than 83 catches, and in the last 2 years, he has had 10 touchdowns each season. So he's getting the volume, he's catching the touchdowns, and I mean, granted, he plays with Dylan Gabriel right now, who, if you don't know, Dylan Gabriel is probably going to be an NFL quarterback one day. But he plays for a really good team, and the really good team that just switched to the Big Ten. A really good team that won, I think, like 5 or 6 games in a row to start the season. Tez is a super interesting prospect because his size scares a lot of people. 5'9", 160. Will you be able to get away with that at the NFL level? When you start looking at like his physical comps, so other receivers who kind of look like him, you start talking about guys like Rondale Moore, Elijah Moore, Tutu Atwell. Smaller guys with smaller frames. They're quick, they're agile, they can get downfield, but you know, you worry about injuries and getting hit and all that kind of stuff because of the frame. This is where your preference for like prototypes is gonna matter. I don't know how to say that better, but if you have like a prototype of what you deem to be reliable, meaning maybe you're a guy who likes, you know, the 50-50 ball receivers, right? Guys like Drake London, Xavier Hutchinson, like the bigger, taller receivers, then he's not going to be your cup of tea. But if you like the more like gadget receivers, Calvin Austin types, right? The guys who get downfield, they get those big bomb catches. Like Tutu Atwell had a lot of bomb catches with Matthew Stafford. The guys who could be more boom or bust, then he's your bag. The combine is in a few days, and I'm going to assume he's going to run in the 4.3s. Actually, I know he's going to run in the 4.3s, but I think he could probably run like 4.34, 4.33 maybe. I think the record is 4.32. Like he's quick, he's fast. His landing spot is going to matter to me more than most wide receivers' landing spots. The benefit of Oregon is that offense is a spread offense. So it's 4 to 5 receivers on the field at a time. There's a few benefits for the offense when you run a spread offense. Some NFL teams I run it are like the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Packers. I think the Rams run it sometimes. The Chargers got into it a little bit. Spread offenses are cool because you get one-on-one matchups because you're spreading the defense sideline to sideline. Now you got to start matching up with people, right? If you got five receivers on the field, the defense is also bringing in more DBs. They need quicker, more agile guys who can keep up so they don't get burned for big gain. So now the defense is playing dime packages. They're in quarter packages. They are in prevent packages. There's five to six DBs on the field. If you didn't know, DBs are the worst tacklers on the defense. They can't stop a leak. They can't stop a nosebleed, right? This benefits guys like Tez Johnson in systems like they had at Oregon because he's smaller, so you want to get him the ball closer to the line of scrimmage. He's quick, he's agile, he's a good route runner, so you want to emphasize that on one-on-one matchups, right? One good juke, one good move that gets you separation can lead to big gains. But he also had Dylan Gabriel, who's a pretty damn good quarterback for especially in college. I think his ideal team that he goes to, Tez Johnson's going to need to go to a team that has a accurate pocket passing quarterback. Tez is really going to need to go somewhere where he can get manufactured touches. I'm thinking of teams like the Chargers. I'm thinking of teams like the Bengals. I'm thinking of teams like the Packers. I'm thinking of teams like, shit, even Kansas City. Teams with stationary quarterbacks, teams like the Rams. Right, stationary quarterbacks who utilize those short passes as extensions of the run game. Those little 2-3 yard passes, yeah, those are extensions, you know, once again, of the run game. If you can manufacture those additional touches for someone like Tez, and he can get those extra catches, that would really help his fantasy value. He can get downfield like Tutu Atwell can. Tutu had a bunch of deep catches with Matthew Stafford. But I think that's all the more reason why Tez really needs to go somewhere with a guy who can, like, pinpoint accuracy, like damn near like the Patriots. Him and Drake May could be a really good combo moving forward, right? You need somebody with a really strong, solid arm. If he goes somewhere, and we'll see where he goes in a couple of months, but if he goes somewhere with a solid, solid, solid pocket passing quarterback, and, you know, they spend, I think he's projected to go in the third or fourth round of the NFL draft. If he gets that third or fourth round capital, if he gets day two capital especially, I can understand you taking him maybe at the end of the second round of a rookie draft, like a one quarterback, 10 team, half PPR rookie draft. I have him, I think he's a solid wide receiver three with wide receiver two upside. I think he's going to be extremely scheme dependent. His closest comps to me is probably Elijah Moore and like Tutu Atwell. But I think Tez Johnson could potentially provide you some decent return. I think he's anywhere between like the 17th to 25th best prospect in this draft. I would feel more comfortable getting him in like the third round, just more value. Those picks at the end of the second round just kind of depend on what your prototype is. Like the picks at the end of the second round in a rookie draft can really tell you the personality of the person, of the person's team, right? Because it's people who have upside, but it's the type of upside that you're aiming for, right? Are you going for the Nico Collins type receiver? Like Nico went at the end of seconds, beginning of thirds of that rookie draft, right? Or are you trying to go out there and get like an Amon-Ra? What's your style? And once you establish your style, are you good at scouting? Super fun. I'm excited for the season. But I think Tez Johnson's a solid wide receiver three, some wide receiver two upside. Let me know what you guys think. I think they added comments since we've been gone over here on Spotify. So leave a comment below. I appreciate you guys for listening. Hope you have a good rest of your day. We're going to be uploading. I'm going to try to do daily with other players that we're going to talk about. So, you know, we'll do one episode and then chop it up in a bit. But I want to be better about posting content this year. So we'll see how that goes. But make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. And until we meet again, peace.